It's time now for the Classic Healthy Living feature on Classic Living, Classic 102.7. And my guest today is Dr. John DeMartini. He is a human behavioral specialist. Welcome to Classic Living, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
No stranger to South Africa, though. How many times have you been to this country?
I think it's probably about 75 times now.
Yeah. So speaking of air, I was telling you that when I told my wife earlier that I'll be interviewing you today, she said, oh yeah, I know the guy, because your mom's got loads of his books. You're a multiple author, and this is a great field because all of us need the knowledge that you carry.
Well, thank you. I believe that every human being wants to live their life to the fullest, and any gem and any idea they can get that can help them have an advantage in life, they usually soak up.
And now it's holiday time all over the world, people going home for Christmas, especially in this country where a lot of people actually come to the big metropolitan areas, whether for studying or for work purposes, but they go home over the festive period. So I'd like to just talk a little bit about family relations over our festive season. There's usually tension at the Christmas dinner table. Why is that?
Well, sometimes people, when they get together as a family and they've been dispersed independently, and they come back as a family reunion for the holidays, they all have different sets of values and different sets of priorities. They're used to different groups of people. Now they're trying to connect with people that they don't see every day. And we tend to project our values and what we think is important onto other people. And we don't always consider what's important to them. Mm. One of the greatest things we can learn in life, because we're going to be communicating with people and have relationships with people all around our life, is care enough to consider what their values are and what's important to them, and master the skill of communicating what you think is important at that time with them in their values. Just like in sales, you have more sales if you care enough about the customer to find out what their needs are. If you care and respect somebody, you go out of your way to find out by asking questions what's important to them in their life, and then articulate what's important to you in terms of what's important to them. And you reduce the probability of the chaos that ensues many times in family gatherings because of the righteousness. There's a theory called equity theory, and that every human being is trying to level the playing field where we're equal. And anytime we come in with a bit of righteousness, thinking we know best, we'll get humbled and we'll get criticized. And anytime we come in humble, we get raised up to try to get us back into having a union of loving people.
Now, Doctor, speaking of families, now one would assume that because we were raised in a similar environment, same parents, got sent to the same school, same relatives, but we marry other people, we move off, as said earlier. How do we then reconcile, especially in light of the last answer you've given, how do we reconcile who we are innately and how we're brought up with our worldly experience and sharing that in a very harmonious and kind way with others?
I can't say it's always kind, is it? Well, everybody has a set of priorities, a set of values that is unique to them, like a fingerprint. Mm. And whatever is highest on their value list is what they spontaneously are inspired to do and that their life revolves around and their identity revolves around. And they want to be loved and appreciated for what that is. And each person has something different. So it's unrealistic to expect everybody to have the same values and be that way, because that's a little idealistic. So learning and paying attention to what they're committed to doing, how they fill their space, how they spend their time, you know, what energizes them, what do they spend their money on, what is where they're organized, where they're disciplined, what do they think about, visualize, talk to other people about, what inspires them, what are their goals, what is it they love learning. If you pay close attention to those value determinants, you get a better idea who they are and what they're committed to. And everybody wants to be loved and appreciated for who they are. And if you really want to have a great relationship, whether in family or in your own spouse or your kids or friends, it's caring enough to consider what that is that they're dedicated to, and articulating and communicating in terms of that. If you help them get what they want, they'll help you get what you want. They automatically tend to retaliate when they feel their values are challenged, and they tend to open up and receptive and engage when you communicate in their values. Help them get what they want, and they'll help you get what you want.
Dr. John DeMartini is my guest on Healthy Living, Classic Living, Classic 102.7. We're going to take a short musical break now. When we come back, some more chat with my guest, Dr. John DeMartini, especially this being holiday season, and how to navigate some of these uncomfortable conversations around the Christmas dinner table. If you've just joined us on Classic 102.7, this is Healthy Living, our wellness feature here on Classic Living. Dr. John DeMartini is my guest, and he is a human behavioral specialist from the USA on one of his countless trips. He makes about four journeys here to South Africa every year to talk to corporates and individuals. And thank you so much once again, Doctor, for joining us on Classic
World. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, we're talking holidays, family holidays, the in-laws. Now, everybody has in-laws, or at least most of us have in-laws, and they're invariably people that we choose as our extended family because of a romantic relationship with one of theirs. Now, we invariably have different value systems, whether we are of a different cultural group, language group, etc. What is it about the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship especially?
I think because the mothers of the children sometimes have to find a transition from being the mother and them being children to them being adults. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's an awkward, murky stage there. They don't know when to let them be free. And sometimes they want to keep making them the children. And so sometimes they tend to butt in and tend to try to dominate and control. And what's interesting is when you're searching for a mate, you'll search for things that are similar, but you'll commonly track things that are opposite to make sure you grow. The ancient Greeks said, if you see more similarities and differences, you're infatuated. If you see more differences and similarities, you resent. If you have a balance of similarities and differences, you have love. So we have a tendency to seek the things that make it easy and that are like us, that we can communicate easily, but we tend to attract the other side. And we need these complementary opposites to make sure we grow. And the same thing in families. The family that you marry into and the in-laws very commonly have the complete complementary opposites to what your family raised to make sure that there's a kind of an androgyny and a balancing act that goes on. And so learning how to embrace the part of you, your shadow side, the challenging side, is what you're facing in there, and you need that to grow.
The voice of Dr. John DeMartini. We're talking about human behavior, especially in light of Christmas holidays upon us here in South Africa and elsewhere in the world. Now, Dr., children, then there are grandchildren, children who have parents that, as I, you know, been saying, from parents that come from, in certain respects, very different cultural groups, racial groups. How do we then make sure that as a family, we have a unity and we communicate a common message of love, of kindness, of good ethical behavior, given these differences?
Well, first, I think it's a little unrealistic to think we're always going to be kind. I think that we have to be realistic
well,
about
it. That's a big one for me, as you can hear.
Well, you know, pardon me for saying this, but if I went up to you and I said, you're always kind, you're never cruel, you're always nice, you're never mean, you're always positive, never negative, you're always considerate, never inconsiderate, always generous, never stingy, always positive, never negative, your intuition would say, not. And if I went the other pole, you're always mean, you're never nice, nobody could say they're one-sided. But if I said, sometimes you're nice, sometimes you're mean, sometimes you're kind, sometimes you're cruel, you'd immediately go, yeah, that's me. So I think we have to set realistic expectations that there could be differences, but it's the way you communicate the differences and how you respectfully communicate in each other's values. That's obtainable. The idea that you're going to have everybody agreeing all the time and cooperative all the time is unrealistic, and sometimes you don't grow in that. You need a little bit of the challenge. You need some debates. You need those sides in the family. I think that's why nature brings those complementary opposites together. But it's the articulation of what you believe and what your values are in terms of theirs and finding out how what theirs is serve you. When you can do that, you can dance and not be the victim of circumstance.
Two last questions, Dr. DeMartini. Firstly, where are you spending your Christmas?
Actually, on my ship, I live on a ship. I'll be traveling around the Cape Town, South Africa area. I'll be in the Cape and Walvis Bay and different places during Christmas.
Doctor, as a parting shot, as I always do with all my guests on this show, what are your contact details? How do people follow your work? Website, Twitter, etc.
If they'd like to find out where I am, and they just go to drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com. They can find me if they look up Dr. DeMartini.
Dr. John DeMartini, my guest on Healthy Living, Classic 102.7. He's a human behavioral specialist. Doctor, thank you so much for your thoughts.
No, thank you. It's a lovely interview. Thank you.